that's the kind of Saturday morning we got going this morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Hope you heard the last interview, Mark Andahl, from the MadeInAmericaStore.com. 7 stores, 7,000 SKUs, 7 years. So he is committed to promoting anything and everything made in America, packaged in America, assembled in America, and it's fabulous that he's been able to put together 7,000 items. So I hope you heard it, and I hope it lifts your spirits that we're going to be bringing manufacturing back to America where we can be proud of that. But now I want to take you to the sky with one of our favorite return guests, Dr. Sky. And boy, you think we're busy rebuilding America right now. Wait till Dr. Sky tells you about everything you got, we got going up in the, above your head. Dr. Sky, thanks for taking time to join us here this morning.
And good morning, Rosie and family. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Oh, man, always good. I saw a couple weeks ago they've got like this, the Juno spacecraft circling Jupiter, and you've got Cassini circling Saturn, and then you've got this major event occurring in August.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be real exciting, and again, thanks for having me here, Rosie. There's so much going on up here in the sky, so, wow, it's just a hot summer here, but we're going to provide the listeners with some opportunities to really get to see some cool stuff.
So Juno spacecraft is teaching us a couple of new things about Jupiter.
Absolutely. This is a spacecraft that hasn't really gotten a lot of publicity in months because the mainstream media hasn't been really reporting too much, but it's one of the major solar-powered spacecraft doing a lot of research around the planet Jupiter. And what we need to mention first, Rosie, is that Jupiter, naturally the largest of the planets in the solar system, violent weather. You know, if we think it's very hot here, and it is, and we look at the different possibilities of climate change here on the Earth, Jupiter goes through this every day with winds of maybe 3,000 or 4,000 miles an hour. Remember, 88,000 miles across. Many people who listen to this particular program may be wondering, hey, if it's such a big object, why isn't it generating its own energy, thus to become a star? And Jupiter pales by comparison. It would need a lot more mass to turn itself into a star. But what the spacecraft is actually identifying, for the first time, Rosie, we're getting to see some of the climate in the polar regions of this planet. And what we're seeing is that these storms are just fierce. The most famous of all is this big red spot on the planet, about 2 times the size of the Earth. But Juno is functioning very well and doing a job in a very hostile area around Jupiter that's full of radiation. You wouldn't want to go there.
Wow. And then you've got Cassini circling the star, the rings of Saturn, that y'all are about ready to crash into the surface of Saturn. What's that going to accomplish?
Well, Cassini's been around for over a decade, and it's now reaching the end of its life, not only because of its fuel supply, but what's happening over the next month or two is that their spacecraft is now being put, you know, intentionally into the orbital plane of this ring system. And people that are listening right now, I want to make this very clear. You can go out any clear night, look into the southeast just after sunset, and these balmy nights, yeah, right, these very hot evenings with the clear weather, take advantage of it now before monsoon, but you'll see Saturn. And Rosie, that's the coolest thing. Even in a small telescope, it looks like you created that out of some sort of 3D studio. It's just amazing to see the rings. But Cassini is actually identifying more details about the ring system. Maybe at its thickest, it could be 20 feet thick, made up of particles maybe the size of a small soda can up to the size of an SUV. But Cassini will be intentionally deorbited into the cloud tops, and it's done a great job in its over 10-year legacy of space and research.
Wow, how interesting. Who figures all this stuff out?
So the
upcoming complete eclipse.
Well, Rosie, this is really fascinating, and I'm glad we're here this morning to talk about it. Total eclipses of the sun are very rare. They say that if you stood in the same place, the recurrence of that happening, where the moon covers up the sun totally, thus the namesake, is about an average of about 350 years. But here on the date of August the 21st, a good portion of the United States, to be precise, 12.2 million Americans, that's 3.8% of the nation, lives within this path. It's a 70-mile-wide path, and you have to be in that path to see totality. So about Phoenix, on Monday, August the 21st, we get a deep, and I'm going to use the word carefully here, dangerous partial solar eclipse of some 70%. Why dangerous? Because we naturally don't stare at the sun every day for no reason. So we can make the dangerous become safe if you just have these little solar glasses. So you'll see 70% of the sun covered up by the moon. It begins around 9:13 in the morning, all in Mountain Standard Time. Maximum for us here in Phoenix at 10:33 in the morning, and it ends by noontime. But what we're going to do, and this will be my fifth total eclipse, and maybe many of the listeners of Rosie on the House have done this. It's almost like a cult phenomenon. It's like a science Woodstock. People travel all over the world. Yeah, I'm one of those crazies. I have to be in that path of totality. So we've chosen, Rosie, the closest place to us, and I'm here in Chandler. If I were to just take an airplane and lock on longitude and just fly straight north, we will hopefully be, with God's good graces, on that date up in Rexburg, Idaho.
Oh, right.
Because, and I've never been there, but
for a treat, my friend. That's right at the base of the Grand Tetons.
Well, I am excited, Rosie, and for all of the folks out there, here's the skinny on this in the time we have.
I wonder what their holiday in is charging for the night of the 20th.
Well, Rosie, this is the way I understand capitalism works. Some hotels in the area, get a load of this, and rightfully so, I gather, in the spirit of capitalism, are charging well over $1,600 a night if you want to be right in the path of totality. But come back a week later, and you'll probably get those rooms for probably about $29.95. And we know why. But seriously, this eclipse is fascinating. Now, the East Coast, they call these things drive sheds. And what's that? Not like a watershed. A drive shed is simply major highways that people can get directly to an eclipse. The biggest one, meaning where the most people live and the easiest access, is along Interstate 95 on the East Coast. And that's going to be right downtown Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh.
75 million people, Rosie, have the ability to access the highway and get there. Now, that's a big crowd. But the number two location is the one up for Rexburg and Idaho Falls. 35 million people have easy access along I-15. Wow. So what we've been doing, and people have booked these rooms, Rosie, for this event years ago. There'll be bus tours. There'll be helicopter tours. There'll be, if they had dirigibles, they'd probably do that too. It'll be just a massive sea of humanity. So you need to be in that 70-mile path, but what do you get to see? Well, upwards from Rexburg, about 2 minutes and 20 seconds of totality. And you know, folks, I don't want to be a salesman here for this, but you know, Rosie, if you haven't seen one, have you ever seen a total eclipse of the sun yourself?
I don't think a total.
Really?
No.
Well, maybe you need to be in Rexburg, too.
Well, if I can't handle $1,600 a night, how much farther in the future do I have to look for the next one?
Well, here's a good answer, and I'll go back to the first part of the eclipse there in Rexburg. But the next big event, listen to this, folks. This is amazing. We get these eclipses on the average here in America. You probably get about maybe 20 or 30 years apart. But the next one, mark the date, April the 8th of 2024. The eclipse begins in southern Mexico, and it moves across the great state of Texas, literally downtown Dallas, as it moves up toward Buffalo, New York, and all the way up toward Maine.
Oh.
But, Rosie, this is bizarre. This eclipse in Dallas, Texas, will be total for over 4 minutes. And I've already talked to people about this, and I know this sounds a little morbid, but I say it in total respect to the location. One amazing place to watch this would be downtown Dallas in Dealey Plaza, where the daylight would turn to darkness in that most, of course, of sacred locations. But think about this. The next one is some 7 years away. That's really good. And we have these eclipses already, you know, on the calculator here, all the way up into the 2100s. But the problem for that is, no matter how many ways I keep myself healthy, and all of the listeners, reality check is that within the next 75 years, we're going to try to see as many of these, like I'm sure many listeners want to, too.
April what? 2024?
April the 8th, 2024, downtown Dallas.
Jennifer,
it'll be all across the great state of Texas, but moving across the United States, so people, of course, don't all have to pile into Dallas. But it's amazing. But, Rosie, the one up in Rexburg, just to finish on that.
Here in August, this summer.
Yes, August the 21st. That's one location that we've chosen. If people go to Wyoming, downtown Casper gets it, across Nebraska. The biggest event that I think the whole country is looking for is just a little bit north of Kansas City. And whether it's Missouri or Kansas City, Kansas, they're going to have just an amazing celebration up there. And folks, if you want to go to that great music city, Nashville, Tennessee, you don't. All you have to do is walk out of the, you know, the Grand Ole Opry down there and just walk out into the street in the later part of the afternoon, and daylight turns to darkness, which is amazing. And we're going to have some events, Rosie. Tonight is another night on the Dolly Steamboat. But mark July the 29th down for our friends out there that want to book it. We're going to have a special eclipse seminar sharing with everybody the safety things. And we're doing a lot of things around the valley in different libraries, all in the month of early part of August. So everybody out there, just you want to protect your children if they want to watch this, of course. And all people of all ages, don't stare at the sun. Have those little, they're like $1 or $2 just to get a little pair of solar glasses. It's the way to watch the eclipse.
July 29th on Canyon Lake, Dolly Steamboat, you'll be doing an eclipse education class.
We are, yes.
And then, like, the very next day, you're packing your ham sandwiches and your and your Gatorades and taking your Earthship to Rexburg.
Well, that's it. July 29th, we've got a few days because August 21st is the big one. But you're right, we're going to be packing. And seriously, folks, this is not a joke. If you're going to drive up there, we have a nice RV. But not everybody has an RV, and we may not even use the RV. Here's the point. There'll probably be an overrun, needless to say, on every convenience store. Let's hope they don't jack the price of gas up to $8 to $10 a gallon, but you just need to be prepared for this. It's not a scary thing. It's a beautiful thing. And the beauty of this, Rosie, in the short time we have, you literally get to see the shadow of the moon racing across the Earth at about 1,500 miles an hour. It looks like something out of some sci-fi movie. When you look to the west, you see the wall of darkness descend upon you. And then and only then is it the safe time to stare directly at the eclipse. And most people, this will be my fifth, we're so smitten by the eclipse that we forget that we're there to take pictures. It literally, to me personally, it's not only an emotional but a memorable event. Animals start to move toward the barn. Ants go back in the ground. Birds literally stop flying. It's just something in nature that if I could put it on the scale of 1 to 10, it's a 10. People need to see this. It's amazing, and it's probably one of the most beautiful sights in nature, verified by many.
Dr. Sky, you got me all wound up. Jennifer, I want you to use all our Marriott points and book a room in Dallas and see if they know right now what's happening in April of 2024. See what you can get a room for now.
Think they'll hold it that long?
And then we'll StubHub it, like, you know, in March of 2024. And because you're a friend of Rosie on the House and a regular listener, I've made special arrangements with Dr. Sky that if you'd like to be in Rexburg for that particular year, he will rent you the couch, single occupancy, in his luxury RV for $1,200 a night.
What a deal there, Rosie. It's incredible. But no, it's going to be fun. And we'll be doing so much more here in the local media and, of course, on my own show there on KTAR to talk about the details of this. It's something that I've been getting, really, the phone's been ringing off the hook. And let's say this. If you out there listening have a question about this, here's my email that we use for this. It's just drsky, drsky@cox.net. Send me the email. I'll be more than happy to answer the questions, because everybody has questions about this and, of course, where we're going to be throughout the month of July and August and first few weeks of August talking about this. You'll be hearing and watching and seeing this all over the TV. It's a big event for people and a fun event, Rosie, that I'm sure many people out there have already planned.
And in 15 seconds, tell people about your program on KTAR. Where can they get these safety protection glasses?
Well, thank you. KTAR, 3 a.m. here, of course, on this great radio station, KTAR. But if you'd like to get the solar glasses, here's the company. It's a company called RainbowSymphony.com. Just go to RainbowSymphony.com. Tell them Dr. Sky sent you. They're great folks. They'll get you set up. But seriously, not to sound like the big capitalist only, you need to order soon because there's going to be, if not already, a big, you know, big surge in trying to get these to the eclipse day. So RainbowSymphony.com.
Dr. Sky, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. Folks,
my
we need
pleasure.
To go on a quick break, and we'll be right back.